Fifi, Feb, and Nick. Get that fun feeling every morning with Fifi, Feb, and Nick. And get that winning feeling with Ecosa. With a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Just head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. 101.9.
This is the Fox. We, Fifi, Feb, and Nick, have a secret. It's a secret that could earn you $10,000. It's very, very simple. All you need to do is bite in to a sausage.
It's the secret sausage. Five flavors to guess. It's the secret sausage. Worth 10,000 bucks. If you can guess all five ingredients, you will win. Secret sausage, time to guess.
It's a $10,000 secret sausage. Wow. Here on Fifi, Feb, and Nick, and we have partnered with the wonderful people at Tasman Butchers. In Frank and Mario are in the studio with us now, two wonderful butchers. Welcome to the show, guys.
How you going, guys?
G'day, how you going?
We're great, and we are so pumped that you've joined us in this because it is we've created, with your help, a secret sausage. Now, we all know Tasman Butchers, you make the best meat in Melbourne. Yeah. There are nine locations around Melbourne where people can get hold of your meat. But from this Friday, there is a very different sausage getting around. It is a secret sausage. Now, if you head to any Tasman Butchers, you'll find the secret sausages. There's a little photo of Fev, Nick and myself on them, just to make it very clear that they're the Fox's secret sausage. And you need to guess the five ingredients. Now, I can tell you this much. There is pork, beef, salt and pepper. They're a given. But five secret extra ingredients. So if you go to any of the Tasman Butchers and you get these sausages and you can identify those five, you win $10,000.
So you're telling me, Boxy, I go to the Deer Park one.
Yeah.
I go into Tasman Butchers. I buy the Fifi, Feb, and Nick sausages.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the five ingredients and I win $10,000.
That's it. It's that easy. Well, wow. Is it though? Because let's go back to Frank and Mario. Now, Frank, you know what these ingredients are. For some reason, Mario, you don't.
Dodgy Mario.
they told me it wasn't trustworthy.
That's correct. There's only or one person worthy that needs to know.
So, Frank, are you now? You and Leon Shergren, our executive producer, the only two people in the world who know these five secret ingredients.
That's correct.
Gee.
You've given yourself extra work because now he can't help you make all the secret sausages.
No, well, he actually doesn't make the sausages. We have a Salumis who makes the sausages at the Oakley store. He doesn't know what the ingredients are, but he puts everything together.
Are they going to be easy to pick, Frank, or are they?
Well, there might be one or two that might be obvious, but there are a couple of smokies in there.
I want to taste one of these sausages.
They smell good.
Well, I know. Well, we're going to be, I think you're coming in on Monday and we'll be having a taste test, boys. So stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, this Friday, get to a Tasman Butchers. We've got nine locations: Deer Park, Frankston, Melton, Moorabbin, Mount Waverley, Oakley, Pakenham, South Morang, and Werribee. Nick, you're going to head down to Werribee and try these?
On Monday. Grab some for my mum.
I might head to the Frankston store because I'm down the peninsula and I might try these. Can we win?
No.
There'll be some sort of terms and conditions that say we can't win.
We can discuss something, Fev.
So, Melbourne, get around. Fifi, Feb, and Nick's secret sausage for $10,000. I just love the fact that we've got our face on a sausage, guys.
Mate,
this is pretty cool.
I've seen the packaging. I'm like, on Friday, get down to one of these shops, have a barbie on the weekend, win $10,000 on Monday, maybe.
Any competition where you just eat sausages and can win $10,000, that is amazing.
Now, Mario, Frank, thank you so much for joining us. Will you come back and cook these sausages for us on Monday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, pleasure.
Okay, cook up Monday. Big weekend.
Hey, Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights, Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh my God, look
amazing. Fifi, Feb, and Nick's Guilty Pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work.
on the Fox.
So news came out yesterday that Zac Efron, honorary Australian at the moment, he's been here since all through lockdown, and he's brought all his mates. A lot of Americans.
Damon come over.
Have decided to live here during the pandemic, but he may have split from his Australian girlfriend Vanessa.
Oh no!
Werribee born Vanessa too. Mm-hmm. It was so exciting.
Yeah,
girl from
like
Werribee.
Greece,
hooks up with
it's Zac like Greece.
What do you mean like Greece?
Like when they got together.
Oh, summer loving, but it wasn't for life.
No.
Do you reckon?
They just got together. Danny Zuko.
and it is just a report. I'm hoping that's not necessarily the case because I did like, there was something about it. I liked her. She's, you know, come from Werribee. She's working in a cafe in Byron Bay and then she ends up with Zac Efron. Because, you know, Matt Damon, who was also in Byron Bay, that's how he met his wife. She was a waitress. Yep. At a restaurant, and now she's married to Matt Damon. Yeah.
It's too much of a jump, though. That's what's happened there.
Werribee.
Yeah. She's gone from Werribee, where I grew up. Love Werribee. But you can't go from Werribee to Zac Efron. That's like a scuba diver coming up too quick. You'll get bubbles on the brain. It's not good for you. You've got to just slowly work your way up. Maybe someone on Home and Away here, and then, I don't know, someone on Maths, and then work your way up, and then one of the rotten Hemsworths, Luke or whatever, and then bang, Zac. You can't just go, someone you met at Mint to Zac Efron. Okay. Too much of a jump.
Can I talk about the other side of this? Because now for Vanessa, life is interesting. So if she's in fact single and she gets back on the dating scene, the next guy, he's got an interesting path, hasn't he? Because when you date someone who's dated somebody famous, you might constantly compare yourself to them. Like her next boyfriend.
Of course you will.
He's at the beach and she's like, put your bathers on? I was going to, but you've been swimming with Zac Efron.
Yeah.
With his top off.
I might swim with a T-shirt.
She might be so disgusted by Zach's behaviour or whatever happened in their relationship. She'll go the opposite and really love and appreciate what she's got because that person loves her truly and deeply.
Private jet to Jetstar. What a drop.
Beautifully said. Well, that's the other thing. Like, imagine when she finds a man and he goes, honey, I booked our honeymoon. We're going to Fiji and they're flying. And she's like, I used to get private jets with Zac Efron. Like, it's sometimes when you're the person after the famous person. I don't know. Or maybe it's fine. Let's open the phones. 131060. Have you dated someone who had dated someone famous? So it doesn't have to be you're not the one dating them, but your partner has dated them. And when famous, we're going everywhere with this. Yeah. This could be
neighbors,
a reality tease, someone that was on Big Brother, an
Hot
actor,
dogs.
Someone that was on a commercial ad. Like, it's we're not talking Zac Efron
the
fame
cash
here.
Cow.
Yeah.
It's just if you a footy player. I mean, there would be people, there'd be guys that would date girls that had dated footy players. Yeah. And you just
so
go,
she's
oh.
got the girls now, you know, she went out with a big dog who was a big superstar. Just say a big superstar who's single is a big superstar. Just say Buddy Franklin if he was single.
Yes, yep.
And then they're going out with Joe Smith that plays at the Yarrawonga Reserves.
Yeah.
She's going to the games at 10 o'clock in the morning, sitting down in the country club having a scone instead of into her room at the MCG drinking champers.
And then what about him? What about Joe Smith every time the footy's on the telly and Buddy's just kicking shags and Joe's sitting there going, we're not watching this tonight.
We're not watching this. Look how good he was.
You couldn't get injured more than Buddy, so that's got to help.
Madeline from Frankston. Hi, Madeline.
Hey.
Hey, Madeline. Now, did you date someone who had dated someone famous?
Yeah. I did. I dated somebody. I don't even want to give him light, to be honest. His name was Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And he dated Bonnie Anderson. And
Lovely Bonnie. She's an actress on Neighbours at the moment. You'd know her because she won Australia's Got Talent years ago.
She's on SAS this year.
That's right.
Lovely, lovely girl. But, in regards to feeling like competition or anything, I actually felt sorry for her that she was with him.
Ouch.
You almost had a bond with her, even though you never met. You're like, this guy is a loser.
How did you find out that?
Well, apparently it's all over the social media and everything. So you kind of can't miss it.
Oh, do you mean how did Madeline know that he was a loser or how?
No, how did she find out that Matt was with Bonnie? But she's saying it's all over public. Is it the one, who she's with now?
He used to go on about it.
Oh,
and,
So that's
I thought
the
he was a liar. Mm.
That's interesting, then, Madeline, because I reckon a lot of people would, and me included, I would probably the whole time feel insecure and inferior to Bonnie. Like, I'd be like, oh, he's been with an actress and she's so gorgeous and everything. So good on you. And that's a great strength of character. I couldn't, I'm not, not good in those situations. No. I just had a flashback to.
You're firing up. Yeah, I was wondering what's happening.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah. No, one of my ex-boyfriends, he had dated somebody famous and a model and everything. And not as if I'm going to go
say
into any name. Details.
Just say it.
No.
It's bragging.
And I remember he almost had to sit me down and go, it's okay. I know she was tall and, you know, a supermodel or whatever, but I like you. But I remember going, but why? I don't get it.
Katy Perry.
No, not ha-ha. Thank you for that, Madeline. Sarah.
When she says ha-ha, that's not good.
Sarah.
H-A-H-A.
That's not good. That's the please shut up. And
Sarah in Brighton. Hi, Sarah.
Says. Hi.
Yeah, good, Sarah. Have you dated someone who dated someone famous?
So I was actually the one who dated someone famous.
Ooh.
He was a Carlton player. He actually he's still a Carlton player. It was only a couple months ago now, but I had dated someone after that. And so after the Carlton player, he knew about it, but he just could never really drop the whole thing. So he'd make like jokes about it and just always mention his name and say, oh, I bet he wouldn't do that, or I bet.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so it just got too much. And like it was a joke at first, but then I think it was just.
Does he play
really
in the ones?
It is.
Is he a senior player?
Yeah.
But that's
Was he in the next boyfriend's super coach and he was bad? The new boyfriend just couldn't get over it. He's killing me, your
ex. Trying
to
think of single. Was it Charlie Kernow?
She's not going to say, are you, sir? No.
I won't say, but no, it wasn't Charlie.
But that's the flip side. Her boyfriend could not get over this guy and then ruins the relationship. You've got to let it go.
Is he a good-looking rooster?
Yeah.
That takes away a few. Now.
No, I'll let you go. I'll let you go, Sarah.
But AFL, guess who?
Yeah. Nick.
Does he wear glasses?
Nick from Tookaroog. Hey, Nick.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, Nick. Have you dated someone who dated someone famous?
My current partner, he's slept with a MASH contestant.
Ooh.
A couple of years back. I'm not actually sure who the contestant is.
Yeah.
No, follow up with the show. But also in the Gold Coast, that 2 years ago, and a friend went up and met someone at a bar and they went back to his hotel room and he was mates with Channing Tatum. And they spent about a week up there with him and she hooked up and kissed Channing Tatum and hung out with him for about a week.
What?
Nick, so your partner, a MAFS contestant, and Channing Tatum.
Can't compete with that.
How do you go with it, Nick?
You must be a fit unit.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
but it was a bit weird when I first found out, but doesn't bring it up. I think I probably bring it up a bit more than she does.
What happens if Magic Mike comes on, like it's movie night, are you like, nah, we're not watching that?
No, I can sit down. It's all right.
Oh, can you? Okay, right. You're a thick-skinned man there. That's good. Channing Tatum. Hang on to her, Nick.
Yeah, I'm still on my best.
Yeah, good.
What to live up to? Magic Mike.
Yes.
That's
he'd
a lot
be
of people's
a lot of girls as number one. Yeah.
I think Schnooksy's might be his number one.
My son hadn't seen TV until the day after his first birthday because my wife and I went out and got blind. What?
You gave him 7 minutes?
No, but her and her mate, Luch and her mate on the couch were watching Magic Mike. It's the first TV Charlie's ever seen. So the only two men he'd seen shirtless were me and Channing Tate. He must have thought, this guy's an alien. Looks nothing like that.
1019 The Fox.
Yesterday, a bit later in the show yesterday, we were talking about date stacking and we brought up this guy because he's gone viral on TikTok. He turned up to a date, doesn't date very often, and there were 16 other guys there. So the girl was treating it like her very own Bachelor series or Love Island.
Right.
And now we're crossing to the UK to speak to the man in question who's gone viral here in London. PK, thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, PK, we just thought it was so funny. We watched the TikTok video and could not believe that happened to you. Can you, for people who aren't aware of what happened, can you talk us through it?
Yeah, for sure. It's like the most surreal experience ever. So I matched with this girl, and if I'm being too long-winded, just interrupt at any time.
Yeah, we love will. Your accent, so just keep talking.
Thank you, I appreciate it. I love your accent.
This is not a Tinder day.
Cheers, Cobber.
I matched this girl on this app called Hinge. I don't know if you have it over there, but essentially it's a Tinder dating app. And then I messaged her, like some opening that I thought was funny, and then she said it wasn't funny, said she didn't want to match me anyway, and then basically just like ignored me. And then she then says that I've talked about your message on my group chat, and then she says, can I have your WhatsApp? And then sends me the messages on the group chat, and they basically decided that I wasn't funny and a terrible guy, and that she shouldn't be interested in me. And then she doesn't speak to me for like 2 weeks, and I just completely ignore it. I was like, okay, that was an interesting dating app interaction. And then on a random day, I just get a message saying, do you want to grab a drink later? And
she stitched you up.
I just said, yeah, sure, why not? Like, she was cute. And, like, I've been in lockdown for a year, so why not? And then I said on the message, I was like, this, because this just doesn't happen. Like, cute girls just don't message me and say, randomly, let's go for a drink. So I said, look, I'm going to get ambushed, aren't I? And she said, no, you're safe, don't worry about it. So I turn up to the date, and then there's one other guy, one other girl, and I was like, okay, this is fine. They're just her friends or something. And then he says he's her brother, which was a bit strange. And then I sit there for 10 minutes and he goes, I have to tell you the truth. I was the first date. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean? And then he's like, yeah, you're the second date. I was like, okay, this isn't good. And he's like, and there's like 10 more dates coming. I was like, oh, okay, right.
How'd you
and
go?
And then they just kept coming. So then two guys came about 20 minutes later. So I think her idea was speed dating, but maybe just terribly organized. Two more guys came at the exact same time. So now there's four guys. And then like two more came, and then three more came. And over the next few hours, and because I think we'd been in lockdown for so long, everyone was just so happy to be like out and about that everyone was just like, let's just have a drink.
Because I was going to say, PK, what were you guys saying to her? Like, were you okay? Was she owning it or was she laughing?
To be honest, like it's a really weird situation, and all the comments have been really mixed about whether she should have done it or not. And I completely, whatever.
But, did you pass her?
I don't know. Huh?
Did you pass?
Pass, kiss. Like kiss.
A kiss, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yes. Yeah, eventually, yes. So then, like, 10 guys are there. She kisses another guy.
This is a...
which then really annoyed me, but I've been there since the beginning. So hey. I thought I had a good shot, and then I was like, oh, well, I'm going to kiss her as well.
PK, I don't quite understand the UK lockdown laws, because Prince Philip could only have 30 at his funeral, but you can just have 20 on a group date. What's happening over there?
So you're definitely not allowed a gathering of, like, that many people. But one, I didn't know it was that many people. And two, the plan was not to have everyone there at once. I think the idea was that
It would be staggered.
Like, people would come and go. Yeah. But then just no one did.
Now, mate, and then, if I rocked up to a date like that with the 17 other guys, the competitiveness will come out of me. I'd peacock it. The wings would come out. Now, did you guys challenge each other? Were you trying to get the best foot forward?
Drinking or competition. Arm wrestle contest.
Each other? Did you try, like, get the other guy drunk so he can go home?
Fight.
Like,
Royal Rumble style.
Punch on.
I'm like you. I'm exactly like you. I was very much like, oh.
Challenge.
Like, yeah, exactly. And that's why I stayed. There's so many questions. I was like, I've been here since the beginning. She's cute. I'm sticking around.
Yeah.
But then you have the very British nature, which is to be very, like, reserved and, and polite, and everyone just have a drink. Whereas if it was in Australia, I'm sure they'd be a lot more of just, let's have some beers, let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
Everyone's just being reserved.
Or you'd say, let's go to the toilet, lock it, and then never let him out.
Oh, dear. Well, PK, I mean, before we let you go, is there a future here? Are you going to see her again?
So, I don't know. So, basically, I then messaged her the next day. Shock me. And then she doesn't message me back. And then yesterday, so I obviously just delete her and everything again. I was like, okay, well, that was an experience. I'll make a TikTok out of it and see how it goes. Then obviously it gets on the, like newspapers and websites all over the world. Like
that's how news works now.
New Zealand, US, mm-hmm. Like here we are. And then, so yesterday she calls me and is like, what's going on? I've seen you in this newspaper. And I was like, I didn't even know we were in that newspaper. And then today, I just messaged her and was like, what's going on? And she actually replied. So I have actually spoken to her as of today.
Ooh.
But yeah.
She may like the fame that comes with this,
she might want your coin that you're going to make.
Run as fast as you can, PK.
1019, The Fox.
Some global news. In fact, this story's blown up and gone overseas, but it's from here in Melbourne. A chili thief has been confronted and apprehended.
As in hot chili? Chili?
Chili. I read the headline and I thought, oh, dear, what's going on here? Is this some sort of big crime?
Was it just one chili or did they grab more chili?
Was it a chili eater from Leon's
thieving.
MC on the weekend?
No, it wasn't. Again, Leon Sugarman MC, the big chili festival.
Chili festival.
Chili eating festival. No, apparently a couple in Melbourne, here in Melbourne. We don't know where they are. Anyway, they in their front garden, just inside their fence, they grow chilies. And
Can I ask one question while you're doing the story? Sorry.
No.
Was it a grandma that did it?
Yes.
This bloke was a footballer. I know this guy.
Oh, the guy that
Michael Barlow. He played at Fremantle, and he's got a...
Michael James? Laura Murphy and Michael James are the couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah, maybe Michael Barlow's also had his chili stolen by...
That's a grandma that goes to the tree, and they catch it on the video. He posted it on his Instagram. He said...
The chili thief was caught red-handed after a doorbell camera captured her robbing a couple's plant. But why does it say outside the home of Laura Murphy and Michael James?
Don't know.
But anyway, because they had the cameras that the sensors that show you that the thief. Have you had a look at the thief?
Yeah, she's old.
She's a lovely. Yeah. It looks like the queen just dotted in to grab a couple of chilies. You can do that. And they humiliated her. They said, "What you can't come into our property and steal chilies?
You can't."
Oh, she's a lovely dear lady, just grabbing a couple of chilies.
She's at the front porch stealing things off her.
You got to let her net. The amount of that.
Have
just
a chili.
So if that was me doing it, what would you say?
No good. But there's something about a nan. Because just think about all the nans around the world that have given out free lemons, tomatoes.
Yes.
Nan's love
giving
stuff.
You know those video things? Ring, it's called Rings? Ring?
That's one of the companies, yeah.
It's called Rings. So Jason had it, right?
I remember that.
Yeah. So I was going to play footy at Hastings, Nick, and he wasn't home. And I didn't know he had this
camera.
Brother. Yeah. So I've just done a little bit of a wee off the balcony while I was having a cigarette. And he rings me and he goes, did you just do a wee and have a cigarette on my porch? And I'm like, I'm looking around going... Where are you? And he goes, I'm down the street. Like, but why? Why are you having a cigarette? And then I put it out on like a tree, so I didn't flick it on the...
Hold on. Was this your pre-game warm-up?
Yeah, mate, I used to dart. Mate, please, mate. Local footy. I was a superstar.
There's so much is happening right now, but I'll interrupt your story, Feb, because we have Peter from South Morang. Hi, Pete.
Hi, how you going?
Good, Pete. You've got some information about this chili thieving.
Yes, I do. She actually steals fruit from my father-in-law's place in Kew.
See, she's a serial theft.
But she seems like a lovely dear lady.
She's also banned from the local fruit shop.
Because she steals fruit from there too.
Now, she may be litigious. Let's just not...
I've read all these articles, Box. You can't go stealing things.
Look at that cute nan with the balaclava and the shotgun. It's just a bank.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
One of Australia's finest voices has walked into the studio. He smells amazing. He looks incredible. He has brought us beautiful handmade cannoli. Although yesterday I was very worried about him.
Why?
Because Anthony Kalia, I have to ask you after looking at your Instagram, did you recover from this?
He said, oh, yeah. My up head. I can't do this. This hiking thing, not for me. I need a drink. I think I need to see a doctor. I can feel my heartbeat. I prefer my heart at a resting level. I prefer it to feel dead. We are never hiking. Shut up, Michelle Bridges.
Yeah, I'm not really good with physical activity. And we were meant to go for 3 nights to the... what do you call it? The bush? And I'm not really good with nature. I only lasted 2 nights.
amazing.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you,
I know why though, because I'm a former Western Suburbs boy myself.
We're both from Werribee.
It's very flat out there. Yeah. So that could have been any hill. That could have been the Flinders Street end of Russell Street, just where it goes up a little bit. It would do you in.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
Jesus. I watched Anthony Boxy on his Instagram, and he was, I think, putting petrol in his beautiful Mercedes Benz from Mornington. And he's putting it
Thank
in.
Thank you for that.
That's all right. Cha-ching. And he had about $180,000 worth of clothing on.
Please.
And I'm like, he's not, he hates the bush.
I just make Zara look expensive. Fake it to the top, man.
Didn't last long. Because Tim loves that stuff.
He loves it. He could literally move to the bush.
Yeah.
And I said, if that happens, we're going to have two separate homes. Yes. I'm going to live in the city and you can live out there. Great. We'll see each other on the weekends.
What? You do midweek catch-ups.
Oh, yeah. It's done.
Were you camping or anything? Or were you just in
a beautiful villa. So we stayed in a beautiful villa and we packed the boot with some champagne and so forth. But still, that didn't work for me.
What?
No.
Take the bush. Amazing. Now, you are here because you are back on stage. This is a tour. Are we
announcing this?
We kick it off in Melbourne and we've got four shows, the 6th, 7th, 8th and 9th of May. I've never done four shows back to back and I have been out of action for a year and a half. So...
You can't even do 3 days in the bush. Four shows.
No, I'm at home on stage. Don't you worry. But we're kicking it off in Melbourne and I'm very, very excited because the last time I was on stage doing a tour was in January last year for the Bushfire Benefit Concert. So, I'm like a kid in a candy store and I have a new appreciation for my job, to be honest, because when it's taken away from you for like a year and a half, it's, you miss it. You totally miss it.
And Tim only wants you to sing so often in the kitchen.
Oh, God, he hates me at the moment. I think I'm just, after COVID, like, seriously, we're doing each other's heads in. It's like we're spending so much time together.
I've seen your COVID parties by yourself. They look fun. It's a great time.
In COVID, I fell up the stairs 3 times. Yeah. That's how much I drank.
Yeah, I drank a lot.
We're relying on Dan Murphy and Daniel Andrews to get through.
I'm going to one of these shows, Boxy. I'm going to go to the 9th of May because I know when Nancy and I get together with Alex and Tim, we have big nights. So
and that is the last show.
That's the last show, so I booked afterwards. In for the 9th. It is a Sunday, so I don't know how I'm going to be on the Monday for work.
So you're on the 11th.
Yeah, so I'll be in work on the 11th, but it's going to be amazing. I've seen you perform before at the Palms, and this guy just doesn't see. He's a bit of a comedian.
I try.
You are very funny, Anthony. You are.
My dad tells me off every time. Every time he comes to my concert, he's like, more singing, less talking. Less talking because you're going to get our family into trouble.
He throws everyone under the bus.
Well, when you're in the audience, you'll have a good...
He has a go at me. That's all right.
And you'll stand out. But if you want tickets, you can go to anthonycalea.com. So your Together Again tour. And also, we can see you on the TV very soon. Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Have to be a big TV.
We filmed that ages ago, didn't you?
No, I had to fly to Sydney throughout COVID.
And then
we filmed that and then I came back. So
it was an interesting experience. Was it good?
It was interesting. No, can I be honest? Yes. You know, the last reality sort of TV show that I did was obviously I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I walked away with a mate, with Brendan, as a sports person. And I walked away from this experience with another great mate, Michelle Bridges. And she's obviously a fitness guru. So I've got this thing with sports people.
Hang on. You said great mate, Michelle Bridges, and a mate for me.
Well, you're just like part of the family now.
Well, that's better.
Yeah, there you go.
101.9 The Fox.
Can we talk about something that happened yesterday afternoon?
100%. What happened?
Between you and I. So, look at his
face. Mate, shush.
Hold on.
That was you and Feb, what? Another one
I
of these
said,
car
not
calls?
No, Nick. This time.
Request visits private.
He didn't call me, but a member of his family called me.
Oh.
Going, can you look at your recent calls?
Oh.
Going.
Not the young one. Oh.
Can you see, who'd you call yesterday afternoon about?
Oh God, why don't we, and one
look
minute?
Look how long, yeah, no, I know. Was it only a minute? I was there for ages.
Yeah.
Toby Favola and I, full conversation.
Wow.
Now, admittedly, she was babbling, but she knew I was there.
Yeah.
And I'm going, so I answered my, I was getting out, of, I had shopping, it was pouring with rain. I'd gone to the supermarket, I'm getting bags out, and I saw Fev calling. I went, look, I'm going to get it because I don't want to say ever not take a call from the big man.
100%.
And I grabbed it. And the funniest thing is, at first, I can hear him. Were you playing COD? I couldn't actually hear what you were saying, but it was...
Was it between the end of the show and bedtime?
No, it was 2 o'clock. It was four o'clock.
It was four. I had Trixie.
It was 4 o'clock. Alex had gone back to Melbourne to pick up the kids. I was looking after Toby. So, no, I wasn't playing COD.
What were you doing? Well, who are you talking to?
People on COD?
I reckon you were on COD. You were on your headpiece. I was talking to myself, probably. Yeah, he was in a full-blown conversation. Yeah. But I couldn't hear anyone else because I'm like...
Yeah, I had the headphones on.
I had that minute of feeling guilty because I'm like, I don't think he knows his pocket called me, dialed me. And it was a full-blown conversation but no other voices. And I went, oh, he's got his headset on. This is a pod chat I'm hearing. But it was so serious. You get really serious.
Man, I'm in the war zone.
I know. I was like, I thought it was a fun game.
Life and death, mate.
But then I'm like, Toby, are you there? And then, bah, 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 and I'm like, Toby, what are you doing? Bah, 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 bah. Like she's fully, she knew that she was talking to somebody.
But just couldn't get the.
Well, yeah.
Was she talking? Yeah. She would have been talking. She can talk.
Oh, no words.
No words?
No, no words. Like she was babbling. It was gorgeous.
She would have been watching a bit of Paw Patrol or something on YouTube. I put her on the bed and just say, here, honey.
And then she
gave her some delights, a couple of chocolate Easter eggs and said, you just sit here while daddy play COD.
Well, I was yelling. I'm like, Feb! I'm thinking, he'll hear me eventually.
No, I had the headphones on. I didn't even know. Had no idea. My brother rang as well. My brother rang FaceTime because he sent me a message saying some swear words. And I'm like, mate, I didn't know that you were, because I went back to the message because he'd sent a message. I said, I didn't know. I was on COD and Toby had my phone.
Well, there was a moment, I ended up hanging up because I had this moment. I was walking around with the phone unpacking the grocery bags and because I couldn't actually hear your conversation with Marcel on COD, but then I had this minor, oh no, just what if I hear something I don't want to hear? Like what if you end up saying something and I don't want to be party to, you know, well, particularly if you sounded like you were, you know, maybe...
I was shooting.
Wanting to kill somebody. So that would be a conversation I don't want to hear.
He was in the war zone.
I was in the war zone at the FFAR and I was like, bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
I'd love to open the phones. 131060. Have you overheard something on Pocket Dial? Because I'm going to say this. In the 20-odd years I've had a mobile phone and had many, overheard many Pocket Dial things, I've never heard what I wanted to hear.
Nah.
Now, like, you hang on, you're like, come on, say something. But 131060, have you ever heard something juicy on Pocket Dial, like maybe you've overheard something that you shouldn't have overheard because they Pocket Dialed you. Big J from Ocean Grove. Hi, Big J.
Morning, Fifi. Lovely to speak to you again. G'day, boys.
There
you go.
G'day.
It's so nice to speak to you, Big J. What did you overhear?
Well, I was talking to one of my mates on the phone about one of my videos on YouTube, T Street Controversy Fight U360. We cover every single major boxing live. Finish that conversation. And I put the phone down. I kept on driving. And old mate's talking to his missus. He goes, who was that? Oh, that was a big man. I was like, oh, yeah, righto. So we're going to the club tonight? Yeah, we're going to the club. I'm like, club? These morons don't go to their clubs. They're in their mid-30s. They're too old for that.
Oh, I know. What club they're going to.
Yeah, well, you know what I knew Favola would know what club they were going to. Anyway, so he's talking about, you know, their other friends. Is like, oh, we're all going to go, you know, we're all going to go to the swingers club. I'm like, what?
Oh.
I've still got it on speaker. I haven't said anything.
Did you ring him back?
No. Why would I do that? That's their personal business.
I'm in.
No, Vivola, we're not all like you.
That's juicy, Big J.
I haven't got to the best part yet.
Oh,
jeez.
The missus says, she goes, oh, I can't wait for you and old mate to have some more fun. And I'm like, that's it. Bang, hung up.
No, was the old mate someone you knew?
Oh, yeah, I've known this guy for years. So,
gosh.
So it was one of my mates, his wife, and their friends, like they've been friends for a long time. I'm like, yeah, I ain't going home anytime soon. So
no. Have you gone to a dinner party at their house since?
No, I haven't been home for like 5 years, so I'm not in any hurry now either. So
well, thanks, Big J. That's
great story.
You don't expect swingers to come up when you pocket dial someone.
That's what you want to hear.
That's what you want to hear.
Ecosa are giving you that winning feeling with a chance to win a queen bedroom makeover worth $4,000. Head to ecosa.com.au to find out more. Ecosa, sleep but better. 101. This is